It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Afraid here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, network, board op, go ahead and turn off your mic, man. You know, I'm not getting the feed. You know, the one thing we got the day before 9/11, there's all kinds of interesting things going on. But I tell you, you know, one thing I need to do is, you know, there's so much stuff going on around this date that what it does is it kind of focuses our attention on what's happened to us over the last decade. And things have changed that have, it's very interesting. You know, are we a different country, a different people? Well, the government sure would like to make everybody, including us, think so. So I'm interested in getting another perspective. We've had Noel Flasterstein on before. He's an attorney. He's referred by the NRA when people get in trouble in Florida. And he's come on, and we're going to discuss the mosque issue and it's kind of how it pertains to the First Amendment. How we're able to try and rise up as a people in support of principle. And I'm hoping we can get some perspective from that. Do I got you there, Noel?
Yes, you do. And I don't think of it as a mosque more than as maybe a memorial to the 19 hijackers.
You know, my thing is that am I allowed not to care? You know, I just, it's, if I wanted to portray America as, you know, the moral high ground, it's like, yeah, let everybody do whatever they want. You know, let the free market deal with it. But the problem is you scratch the surface and you look deeper in this, you're finding that it's one of the owners of Fox News is the guy, you know, behind funding part of it. Then you go even deeper and you'll see that there's all kinds of more from the right that are behind it. Even the imam that is in charge of this, heck, he's on Fox News all the time.
Thank you. Have a good night. Yeah, you know, you got to be real careful what you say, unfortunately. We have a big double standard here in America. And, you know, God forbid you speak out for Judeo-Christian religion. But hey, it's encouraged to speak out for other faiths that aren't of that, you know, aren't of that background. And, you know, it's actually encouraged. And if you say something about these other faiths, you know, now the new word I'm hearing is called Islamophobic, as though it's an unjustified fear or misunderstanding of this faith. And let's put it in perspective. They're not building a mosque. They're building a memorial to the 19 hijackers. And why our president would openly support that, I have no idea in my mind. I can understand people say, well, you know, we're a free country, and if it's privately owned land, you know, they should be able to build it. Bull crap. The government needs to step in and say, hey, you're not going to build that there. Because of one, just for dignity of us as American citizens.
Oh, no, we're going to have an interesting conversation. You know, I don't want the president to get involved in the, what? We got the president of the United States getting involved in local city zoning or something? I mean, I don't even understand. Once you start down that road, I don't know where it stops.
The attack on the 9/11 attacks, the attack on the World Trade Center, wasn't an attack on the city of New York. It was an attack on all Americans. And we have the people, because as I said before, we are the fourth branch of government. We are participants in this government. And this is what our founding fathers and founding mothers intended it to be, But we've moved away from that, and we got to step up. If our own executive isn't going to step up and recognize this attack and call it for what it is, I don't know why he's speaking in support, but hasn't said one thing about the only house of worship that actually was destroyed on 9/11, which was the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church. But then again, that's a Christian church. We can't talk about that. And I'm not going to talk about their issues and help them be built.
All right, so tell me what you think should happen. Now, we're going to use federal power to tell somebody they can't build anything?
No, we're going to use federal power, or the people are going to rise up and say, no, you're not going to disgrace us like that. You're not going to provide for such an indignity. We're not going to let you build a victory mosque. We're not going to let you build a...
Okay, stop. I mean, you know, I want to make sure we understand all the words we're using here. We, you know, who's we, and not going to, meaning there's going to be some action by somebody in the name of and using what shiny badge or the always available government gun to enact these things. I mean, you got to, it's always, I've seen this happen throughout the 90s. It was the Clinton administration when they were demonizing, you know, Christians and Christian militias and people that, you know, believe the second coming and we're going to target. And once you gave them that power, well, then it's going to be used against any and everybody. Now we're seeing Islam targeted here in this country, and I don't know where it stops. And then you have just the demographics involved. One of the things we have people bring up is that the birth rate of Islam is getting to the point within 30-40 years they're going to be the majority of the planet, and we created all this power that now they're going to have and persecute against us, and we have no moral high ground. So I'm just wondering where this all ends.
It's not a matter of where it all ends. It's a matter of where it all begins. It's a matter of where we, and when I say we, I'm referring to us as the people. And I know how people of the libertarian persuasion tend to be, you know, less trusting of the government, want as little of it as possible, which I agree 100% wholeheartedly with you. We need less government. But the fact remains we need a certain amount of government, and that government has to represent us. And I don't think too many people in our country, in our culture, because there's a culture war going on as well, want this memorial to be built. And yes, instead of openly supporting it, our executive, our president, should be saying that, no, we're not going to allow that. That, or at least voice an opinion against it. You know, the federal courts can read anything, can read a particular statute in any direction they want to accomplish an objective that they want. I know this has a lawyer. Sometimes they'll do it in what my perceived position or my client position, and sometimes they don't. But that's the fact of the matter it is. It's a big one, and aside from just being an indignity to us as a people, to Americans, it's an indignity to us, to our government. It's an indignity to all of us, and it should be not be allowed in any instance and should be stopped by any means necessary.
Okay, based on what principle, though? I mean, you want to give the power of the federal government or any government to be able to inject themselves into the building of anything on private property in America based on what argument? I'm wondering where you're dragging. You're an attorney. I mean, how are you justifying this?
I'm justifying it, and the fact is that we're at war. Now, we're not at war with one particular country. We're at war with several countries.
Well, somebody needs to declare this war, okay? Before you go, we're at war, I want to know where the declaration is.
The war's been declared on us, and it continues to be declared on us. The war is declared when they killed 3,000 American citizens, and I don't necessarily care what their faith was, what their political affiliation was, but they killed them because they were Americans and they stand up for freedom. So we have our president out there saying they should be allowed to do this. Well, the whole thing is, you know, the Islamic faith in and of itself is a violation of the freedom of religion because they want all other religions except for their own to be stopped. They support the wholesale killing of infidels, as they call them, which are basically non-believers of their faith. That war is declared. It's very real. Our men and women are in Afghanistan. They're being shot at. They're being killed. Why? Because a crazed lunatic, with the support of several others of his like-mind thinking, thinks, hey, now it's time to hit America. We're going to blame America for all their problems. These people are back in the freaking 13th, 12th century. Crusades, they call us crusaders. Well, the last time I know of a crusade being, you know, issued by the Pope was probably sometime back then, 500-600 years ago. They need to get over the fact that our Western ideology of freedom of religion, freedom of speech, of women having liberties and not subjugated to an inferior status, is that is superior and has won out over their way of thinking.
Oh, wow. Does that have to be expanded at the barrel of a gun over on their land with a U.S. soldier standing on the corner with an M16? Is that what you're advocating?
We didn't draw first blood. They drew first blood.
Don't even go on that there. We've been bombing Iraq since, the first Gulf War never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering. When we come back, I mean, we got to discuss this. We're standing up for something as America. You know, this Constitution, Bill of Rights thing, assuming that it has any impact at all, anyway. But I'm wondering how you're making the argument. You're an attorney. You know, get ready because I'm going to start lighting into you. So I'm going to give you every chance in the world to be able to make yourself clear. But we're going to have the discussion here on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old story.
Same old story, song and dance throughout time and history, and we need to control in the name of whatever. And I got an attorney. He's referred to, for people that need help in Second Amendment issues by the NRA, someone in Florida. We've had Noel on before talking about Second Amendment issues, and he wants to weigh in on the mosque issue. And I want to go ahead and walk him through on this, or have him walk us through, is that it's a First Amendment issue, or what kind of issue is this?
Well, I think it encompasses not only the First Amendment, but the Separations Clause. We got to remember, the Islamic faith promotes the destruction of all other religions.
If you were to look at the Christian, as someone that has read the Bible straight through twice, I'm telling you, man, there's a lot to watch out for there, because you go pointing at them, it's easy, just as easy to be pointing back at us. And so I'm wanting to know what the proper role of government is, and something I've heard this before in communism. Like here in Arizona, a lot of people don't know that it is illegal to have the Communist Party. And what they did is, when they changed the law to eliminate, you cannot have a party called the Communist Party because they're out to destroy America. Well, they just turned the Republicans and Democrats in that same law in two parties of the state, which was the very thing that we were opposing. In fact, they're all day today in court on the election fraud that's going on. It's a long story here. We'll get into it Monday. But I've been through this so much. In the name of something like that, they'll get what they really want, which was more control. I saw it during the Clinton administration. The Janet Reno and Napolitano was assistant attorney general under Reno, and that's how she came to claim to fame, and now is head of the Gestapo. And we gave them all this kind of power that you're talking about in the name of going after radical Christians, Waco people, cultist, in the world people, all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden we wonder how this power then gets directed at us. And now we're going to expand the power and the scope of the federal government or any government again in the name of a building permit. And I'm wanting to understand the rationale and the principle. And let's assume that you are correct. They are an evil religion that wants to fill in the blank. Therefore, we need to, that particular religion needs to be regulated? What? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Listen, the Islamic faith promotes the destruction of all other religions, and the wholesale killing of their followers has infidels. To me, this is a violation of our freedom of religion, talking constitutionally here. An Islamic faith that promotes the application of Sharia law is obviously in violation of the Separation Clause. Simply put, such a faith has no place in America, under our Constitution. Now, if you want to reject our Constitution, then I think your argument has more substance. But if you subscribe to our Constitution, if you believe in our Constitution, which obviously I will agree with you, our federal government has not always followed, it's not always adhered to, whether it's Republican or Democrat. And I've heard it said, the only difference between America and the Communist Party is we have two parties instead of one. Same system, just
no,
two
we
parties.
Don't. Who They're does? All the same thing. You go high enough on the left side, the right side of the pyramid, you get to the top, it's the same people in charge. Okay, so I reject that right there. See, that there's this two party thing. It's a one party thing with two sides of the same coin. So I'm looking at this issue as the Communist Party was outlawed here, and I'm going, well, why? I mean, let them be communist, let them advocate whatever, as long as they're using peaceful within the system means, and if they can get that much support, we got bigger issues. So
peaceful,
I'm going
peaceful being the key word. I agree with you 100% there. I don't think the communist
I don't see the violence in them building a building. I don't see where we come off being the good guys injecting, certainly at a federal level, a building permit in a city. I mean, where does it stop? Is New York special and different than Phoenix? I mean, you know, what is it, the principle? I mean, I can see, you know, the raise of the voice and going after, and they should, and they're, you know, glorifying whatever and all this, and I'm like, you know, I've heard this kind of rhetoric before, and it's right before they start burning witches, you know? I'm not sure where you're going, what the end result of this is.
Well, you know, the only people that have to fear radical Christians nowadays are probably abortion doctors. Nobody really has to fear radical Buddhists. I don't know if such a thing exists. Or
if you live in Baghdad, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen somewhere, you got United States in the name of the faith of bombing the living crap out of you.
We're not bombing them in the name and the faith of the Christian religion. I mean, everybody here in America, there's so many different Christian religions.
Let me tell you what, Noel. If you're in Afghanistan, you have far, infinitely more evidence on your side to saying that we're causing the name of whatever, bombing the living crap out of you there, way more than we have here. And we have a dubious incident of 9/11 10 years ago that you're using as a reason. And the justification for just, you know, stripping the Bill of Rights. And I'm wondering, look for the base principle.
It has nothing to Bill of Rights. What we have to do with the Bill of Rights has to do with here in America, with them wanting to build their memorial. What indignity could we stand for that? There's no way we should stand for that. It's a totally different situation.
Okay, let's assume that it is a memorial. Let's assume that it is. Let's assume that it is, okay? Let's say it's a 20-story monument to the 19 hijackers and kiss our butt and we're doing it anyway and sucks to be you, okay?
They want to call it the Cordoba House Mosque. The name of the very mosque that the Moors erected in Spain to establish their dominance and their victory over the Christians in Spain, over Western civilization. Take the Christianity out of it. Anybody that's not a Muslim like them.
And again, I have to say, so what? So you're missing my point. I think we're stronger. Are we strong enough to be able to take this thing right in the front of us that just emphasizes how much of a tolerant and free society we are, and we come out ahead of that? Or do we lower ourselves down to a base level of we control you? You know, do we think we get a victory by forbidding or requiring behavior of someone else on a private property? You're an attorney. Is that a good road to go down?
That's a darn good road to go down. I also know, as a Southerner, I personally believe that the South is under 140-plus years of unjustified Union occupation, be that as it may. And the reason we have why we are where we are today, because of General Sherman. He made sure the Southerners knew how horrible war would be, so they would really lose a taste and kind of take the fight out of them. If I was president, I would say, we're going to be in Afghanistan for 100 years, and here's the rules of engagement. If a soldier feels threatened, he may fire upon. If an enemy is located in some house of worship or any other structure, he may fire upon it. He may destroy it. This is the mentality they understand. If you're going to fight a pit bull, sometimes you got to get down on their level and be a pit bull, or you're going to get walked all over. And that's what's happening. That's what they're doing. Look at how stupid America is. We'll blow them up, and now we're going to build a memorial to the hijackers at the doorstep of our victory, their destruction, a sacred place that it should be to most Americans. And Lord knows how the people that actually lost family members and friends right there at that place, how do they feel about this?
Okay, no, I mean, you asked for it. You know, this, when we come back, I'm going to play for you a clip on what's really behind this. Now, if you look on Freedom's Phoenix today, we have an article from antiwar.com by Justin Raimondo asking a lot of questions on who's really behind a lot of this and the financing of this mosque and so on. But I think it was done well and with entertainment, and we'll go ahead and play about 8 minutes of it in the next segment when we come back from Jon Stewart from The Daily Show, highlighting some of the issues of why this is an election year problem manufactured. I've been through this before. 1988, it was the flag burning amendment. Now it's the mosque, and we got to vote Republican. I see where this is going. It's so transparent. So when we come back, Noel, I'll just start right in with that, and we'll get your comment after we go ahead and listen to this. Will you do that for me?
Yes, sir, by all means.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back with some more fireworks with Noel Flasterstein in just a little bit.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
I got story tonight. My weekend. And why it took me an hour and 15 minutes to get a cup of coffee and a bagel on Sunday morning. I'll tell you why.
Dueling protests this Sunday near Ground Zero.
Supporters and opponents of the project are both staging rallies today.
No hiking! No hiking!
Yes, excuse me, but there is an Etza bagel here, so I understand you're both very angry. I just was wondering if I could make it. My son actually loves a strudel, and I'm gonna... Of course, there was a crowd shouting at a random Ground Zero construction worker who happened to be walking by wearing a skull cap. Emotions were high, but why was everyone so suspicious?
Where is the money coming from?
Where are they going to get the $100 million from? We're following the money trail. Where is this money coming from? This guy has questionable ties. Here's the one that we should all really worry about. Where's Iran in this?
Yeah, it's a little Muslim guilt by association game. Last week we called it 6 degrees of people who don't eat bacon. And I held up a card of people showing that you could use the same logic to actually link Fox News with dangerous Saudi money. Since the largest News Corp shareholder outside of the Murdoch family is the Saudi prince Al-Walid bin Talal. It's a stupid and childish game I was playing. I was not suggesting that Fox News being in business with bin Talal was actually sinister. I was just using their same reasoning to attack Iman Ralph. But this morning, Fox News got more specific about the real danger posed by the mosque's funding.
The Kingdom Foundation, which has been a funder of Imam Rauf in the past. The Kingdom Foundation, so you know, is this Saudi organization headed up by the guy who tried to give Rudy Giuliani $10 million after 9/11 that was sent back.
Right.
He funds radical madrasas all over the world.
And he funds this imam.
The money might be coming from this evil Kingdom Foundation, run by a Wahhabist 9/11 sympathizing, American hating... No. That's Rupert Murdoch's partner in News Corp. Show me the dangerous money guy behind Imam Ralph's Ground Zero terror mosque. There we go. No. That's you're not changing the picture. No! Why is the terror funder shaking hands? Why? Why is the terror funder shaking hands with a two-legged basset hound? Wait, that's Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News. The terror funder is Rupert Murdoch's News Corp partner. No. We're not gonna follow me around. We're not gonna. No. I guess everyone fainted in the control room. That's right. The guy they're painting as a sinister money force owns part of Fox News. Let's do as Fox News commands and follow the money. This is the proposed terror mosque. We know that it's a terror mosque because the money may be coming from a bad guy who definitely owns part of Fox News. Now, we know that he's a bad guy because we just heard it on Fox News. And by hearing it on Fox News, watching Fox News, I'm increasing their viewership. And their advertising rates go up. Now, part of that money goes to the bad guy we learned about on Fox because he's their part owner, Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, allowing him then to make it rain, so to speak, on the terror mosque. My point is this. If we want to cut off funding to the terror mosque, we must, together as a nation, stop watching Fox. It's the only way. Using their reasoning, it's the only way to cut off the revenue stream to these bad dudes. Now, here's the most curious part about this entire report.
The Kingdom Foundation, so you know, is this Saudi organization headed up by the guy who tried to give Rudy Giuliani $10 million after 9/11 that was sent back.
Right.
He funds radical madrasas all over the world.
And he funds Asima.
Fox tells us the terrible thing about this Kingdom Foundation is where they fund it. It's a very bad guy. But they never mentioned this fella's name. And they never showed this fella's picture. And they certainly never mentioned that the fellow they're talking about is part owner of their company. Did the gang at Fox and Friends genuinely not know the head of the Kingdom Foundation's name and the fact that he is one of their part owners? Or were they purposely covering it up because it did not help their fear-driven narrative? For more, we're joined by senior media analyst John Oliver and Wyatt Cenac. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thanks very much. John, do you know what? I'm going to go with they didn't know. Remember, things are hectic on the morning show, plus Gretchen isn't there, and she's the only one who knows how to use Google. Also, it was probably a Hooters Frida Monday. I just think at the end of the day, they didn't know.
So you're...
Exactly. I'm with stupid.
All right. Wyatt.
Nobody's that stupid. They're deliberately hiding the truth. If Al-Waleed wasn't part owner of Fox News, they'd have gone to town demonizing this guy. They would have said his full name over and over again. Al-Waleed bin Talal. Al-Waleed bin Talal. And look at these villainous pictures. You don't even need to doctor him. He already looks like he's about to feed Timothy Dalton to his white tiger. Fox wants to allude to Al-Waleed, but doesn't want viewers looking the guy up and learning about their own ties to him.
But then, Wyatt, why mention this guy at all? Why get into the money trail of this cultural center if it leads right back to Fox?
I'll take this one. Because they're stupid, John. Staggeringly, achingly, almost inspiringly stupid.
Well, that's enough, but that kind of gets to the point that I wanted to make, Noel, is that this is what the younger generation, that they know. They see this. We covered on Freedom's Phoenix. We had antiwar.com, Justin Raimondo's writing about it today. It's getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And I remember this being done before. When I was a young man in my mid-late 20s, just starting to become aware, I've been doing this activism thing for 22 years. And what happened was, in 1988, when I just had my fourth child, I'm paying attention, I'm watching the news, and it's Dukakis versus Daddy Bush, and the number one issue was, aside from Willie Horton, was flag burning amendment. That was of 250 plus million people. The number one issue was flag burning amendment. And I'm going, I've seen this before. It's the same thing with the same timing. And then as you look back behind it more, you start to see that it's a manufactured issue. And even the imam that they're talking about on this mosque is a regular on Fox News. So I'm going, this is just craziness. They're doing this as election year, and we're being sucked into this thing. I mean, do you see from a, I'm not trying to convince you, you can just see why so many people, certainly young generation, would be so convinced that this is just being made up.
But, you know, first of all, what does Fox News have to do, whether the building of a mosque or a memorial to the 19 hijackers, as I look at it, have to do with the correctness or the incorrectness of it?
Now, no, they fund it just to have the issue. Just to have the issue. Just to distract from an economy that's plummeting.
I don't need Fox News to tell me it's right or wrong. I have my own opinion as an independent-minded, thinking American that is wrong. That is an indignity. It is an affront. It is an assault to us as a people, to us as citizens, to people that do respect other religions, to people that do respect freedom of speech. Now, if Fox is behind the scenes and if this guy is part owner, that has nothing to do with the rightness or wrongness. Now, maybe Fox has some questions to answer. Maybe Fox is hypocritical, but I don't care. They are what they are. They are not a representative of the American people. They are not the government. They are not representative of the Republican Party. They are not representative of the conservative movement. And they definitely don't represent the members of the Tea Party organization. And they certainly in no way ever represent the libertarians.
So let me ask you, let's go ahead and go to the extreme and take the position that you are what this is. It is a memorial to the terrorists that supposedly flew the planes in. Let's stipulate everything that you're saying, that I have someone that wants to build a memorial on their own land, private property. I'm hoping it's not being subsidized by some government program. That wouldn't surprise me. But you go and you say, all right, I'm going to build whatever I want right here, and we, whoever that is going to legislate or use government force to say you can't because of, I don't know, whatever reason you're going to come up with that you're going to tell us about when we come back on Declare Your Independence. Of me, Ernest Hancock, my guest, Noel Flasterstein, on the building of the mosque in New York the day before 9/11. We're talking about it. We'll be right back.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
It ain't so groovy when you're screaming in the night. Let me out of this cheap B-movie. Headlong down the highway, and you're rushing headlong out of control. And you think you're so strong, but there ain't no stopping. And you can't stop rocking, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Something we can do about it. We can complain here on Declare Your Independence. Of me, Ernest Hancock from Arizona. Hey, well, we're talking to Florida, another sunny sunshine state, with Noel Flasterstein, and he's an attorney there, a gun rights expert and referral attorney for the NRA, and he wanted to weigh in on the mosque and give his forceful opinion that we must use the force of government to stop the atrocity of somebody building an offensive thing on their property take it from there. No, man, go for it.
Because it's wrong, and it's an indignity to us as citizens. Because people got to, don't forget.
Are we to be protected from indignities?
We are that fourth branch.
Are we to be protected from indignities? I mean, is that what the government does? Are you saying the people should rise up against it and do something on their own? Or are you looking for Obama to do it, or replace Obama so somebody will do it? What is the solution? What are you advocating?
The solution is, if the legislative branch or the executive branch or the judicial branch does not uphold the will of the people, which the vast majority do not want this memorial built, then we, the people, the fourth branch of government, have to exert our power, which we have, through our right to vote. Our right to vote gives us our checks and balances on the other branches. And what gives that right to vote any meaning or substance, of course, is our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Now, if Fox is part-owned by a person that they're criticizing, a terror funder, allegedly, and they're allegedly part ownership, then, you know what, give them credit for having the balls to run a story against one of their owners and actually sticking to the true idea of what journalism should be, telling the story how it is and what it is. And
no, this is to have a story. It's to have a story. It's, you know, we have so many other problems. We got this war that keeps dragging on. We're going broke. The banks are folding. The economies are, the dollar is done. Gold spiking. And we're worried about a building. I'm going, are you kidding me? I went through this as a young man. I saw the crap, the shoveling of manure on the public with this flag burning thing. It's the same thing.
Instead of putting money, which he once did before, into the infrastructure of America, which, you know, I look around me, the roads by and large look fine. The highway system by and large looks fine. He needs to put it into the industrial war machine so we can teach these fanatics, these people that want to impose their Sharia law, their Islamic way of life upon us, teach them, no, you're not going to do that. And we will give our blood to prevent that from happening. And
okay, so we need to...
right in the face.
So we need to fund the military-industrial complex more to go kick some Arab butt. Is that what you're saying?
I don't necessarily. We need to say Arab. Now you're kind of individualizing it or to a tribal.
All right, Muslim butt, terrorist
Muslim butt.
Let's go kick
people that have the gall, the audacity to want to build a memorial on our soil where they created an act of great death, violence, and destruction. We need to look. If we don't,
we create a Vatican in Baghdad of and permanent bases all throughout the Middle East and everything. But that's okay. I mean, you're killing me, Noel. I
don't think we should have been in Iraq in the first place. I will agree with you there. I am totally opposed to the neocon, the neoconservative philosophy of Pax Americana. No, I think we need to stay out of that. But we got to remember, before we went to Baghdad, we got hit on our own shores. They awoken us. And we need to, you know, look, as Americans, if we do not choose our own identity, and that's what it's about, who we are as a people, then it's going to be chosen for us. And it's going to be chosen by people like Nancy Pelosi, Barney Frank, Harry Reid, and, of course, our president, Barack Hussein Obama. Now, if government is a necessary evil, will you agree with me that the Republicans are a lesser evil than the Democrats?
No, I don't see a dime's worth of difference between the two. They both want my money. They're going to just spend it differently, and I couldn't possibly care less how they spend it. I just want them to stop stealing it.
Well, we need to attack the Federal Reserve. That whole system needs to go, which was started in 1913 with Woodrow Wilson. So basically our money and the people that make our money by act of Congress, which Congress should have never outsourced that to them, my understanding, I'm going to research it more, are based out of Switzerland, kind of moving us right along when the UN was created to this one world order, you know. So I don't know. I think
so. This is so
problem.
I guess your advocacy is using this issue or wherever else we can get on is go vote and go vote Republican, right?
My issue is go vote and go vote for people that support the Constitution. Sometimes Republicans do it, sometimes they don't. Sometimes Democrats do it, sometimes they don't. And sometimes we'll have independents that do it. And that's what we need to do, is we need to have a one-party organization, an organization for one issue. Right now, a lot of people have gotten upset with the NRA because the NRA has endorsed Harry Reid. And the NRA has responded, we are not, Republican, conservative, liberal, this or that. We are a one-issue party, and it's about the Second Amendment. It's about gun rights. Well, I think it's, by and large, America have a one party that's about supporting and upholding the Constitution.
Harry Reid is pro-gun? Harry Reid's pro-gun? Seriously?
That's what the NRA is saying.
I know what they say. That don't mean nothing. Then they say they're not endorsing them, but they gave them money. They say they're not endorsing them, but they say nice things about them. They say they're not endorsing them, but they were going to endorse them, but then they started getting pressure on them. So I'm just, you know, I already got plenty of NRA stories. I don't even want to go down that road. But the thing is that I'm you're saying standing up for the Constitution, standing up for America, the MKers, America, okay? I hear you. I understand. I'm just the American that you're advocating, have more self-confidence in the heritage of America of being able to tolerate even the most vile, the most, I would say, insulting. It doesn't really matter if we only use principles when it's for stuff that we want. I mean, this, I can't think of a better example. And it's amazing to me how someone as bad and evil as Barack Hussein Obama would come out being the pro-freedom guy on this. And I'm thinking the right is, they're taking a little bit of a black eye on this one. I don't think they anticipated it going this way. When he comes out and says, hey, man, that's the whole point of being America, is kind of tolerant of, you can offend me. Go offend me. It's on your property. I don't care. And then we have the right and Noel coming in saying, no, we have to stop this by any and all means. And I'm going, that would include what? I mean,
what about that Iman Roth sitting there threatening us? But even Fox News.
On Fox News repeatedly. On Fox News repeatedly. That's how I knew who that guy was. He's always on Fox.
So what does that have to do with that guy being a terrible, bad, evil enemy of our Constitution, enemy of our government, enemy of our American way of life? He's an intelligent man.
He's a puppet.
This wouldn't have affected anybody.
He's a puppet.
It affects anybody.
It's a created issue. It's manufactured. I'm tired of being manipulated. And you know what's different is that this next generation, these young guys, are going to have some on in the next hour. They're immune to this stuff. They communicate directly with access to the internet and all the information. They know what's going on, and you're not going to be able to continue this rhetoric and this method of fear and separation and division, you know, forever. Sooner or later,
I agree. You got President Obama pushing in the current Congress, pushing the net neutrality law so they can control the free flow of information just like they do in China.
Oh, that was a dream of Bush, too. I mean, heck, that's been, I still can't buy into this idea that there's some difference between the R's and D's.
The Constitution doesn't mean I always go to the Republicans and I always reject the Democrats. I know plenty of Democrats, plenty of great Democrats that say, I never left the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. The Democratic Party of my grandfather's day, who was a yellow dog Democrat, would sort of say I'd vote for a yellow dog sooner than I would a Republican, is not the party that it is today. It's an extremist, left-leaning, liberal, one-world order. We're going to control your mind. No longer do they think they know what's best for us. They think we're too stupid to know what's best for ourselves. So we need individuals like you, who are free-thinking, to get up, run for office, and other people to rally behind and support you. Left, right, center, doesn't matter.
I run for office. This is the only year I haven't run for office since 1990 because I'm just so done. I've ran for Congress 3 times against Shattuck. I ran for U.S. Senate against John McCain. I mean, I get it. You know, I've been going head to head with these guys for a long time, and I'm telling you, the media is part of it. It's all part of this "we're going to rule you" thing. And I'm just, the Democrats always go, "We're going to spend your money and educate your kids and whatever better than you can." And Republicans say, "Yeah, but we're going to do it better than the Democrats." And I'm going, "And the difference is what?" And I'm going, "You know, you're advocating that somehow putting a Republican administration." I mean, we had that. We had Republican executive and legislative, and it got worse. So I'm trying to. What is it that you want, man? I mean,
when they got replaced, it got even more worse, and we had even more shrinking of rights. And I agree with you. The Bush administration put in some very heinous statutes that violate several of our rights. You know, I think the Democrats, again, and the Republicans at different times have ignored our Constitution and at different times have upheld it. What we need is kind of like the Tea Party movement, where people are kind of gravitating. I mean, here's the positive change. Barack Obama promised positive change. President Obama promised that. We got it, because we got a population that is no longer apathetic to the political situation and what's going on in our nation's capital.
Stay tuned. In the next hour, you're going to find the younger generation are just calling BS on the whole thing. So, you know what? We're going to go camping over here. It's not a job for us anyway. So we're going to go over here and create a voluntarist society. We're just going to go over here and just chill for a while and ignore them, and maybe all y'all go away. I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. But we're going to advocate for real freedom here on Declare Your Independence. Noel Flasterstein, gun rights advocate and attorney out of Florida. Thanks a lot for coming on, Noel.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence. Of me, Ernest Hancock, Ross Kenyon, and Pericles Narcos.